This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my brothers and sisters. We're going to try to do a little bit more of these short format videos to talk about some, you know, some subjects that just come to my mind, or they come up in counseling sessions that I do, or they're things that I have personally dealt with in my own life, in my own past, and the lessons that I've learned from them. I'm going to try to share with all of you, insha'Allah ta'ala. This one I titled Broken Roads for a reason, because a lot of us will find ourselves, or you might find yourself right now, and I've been on it. I've been on a broken road. A broken road is a road that is full of potholes. It's full of speed bumps. It's full of cracks. It's full of obstacles. It's full of branches laying across the road. It's full of tight twists and turns that you have to navigate very carefully. It's not comfortable. It's a bumpy road. It's hurting your back, it's hurting your neck, it's hurting your mind, it's hurting your soul, it's hurting everything. And you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Lord, why am I on this broken road? Why am I traveling down this path? Why am I trying to do the right things? I pray 5 times a day. I get up in the middle of the night to pray. I give charity. I fast in the month of Ramadan. I try to be good to other people. I try to do all the right things. So my Lord, why are you putting me? Why are you putting me into these difficulties? Why are you putting me on this broken road when I'm trying to do so much good for you? This is the question that you might ask, because I've asked it so many times. I asked it so many times that I almost thought I would never find an answer, until I realized that that broken road was the road that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to be on. That broken road full of those potholes, full of those difficulties, through those speed bumps, full of those twists and turns and broken branches and tree stumps that sometimes I have to get out of the road to move out of the way just so I could keep moving forward, was the exact road that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to be on. Because that broken road led me to where I am today. And I'm not at some glorious destination, but I'm telling you right now that that broken road has led me to a place to where I'm able to help other people. That broken road has led me to a place to where I'm able to connect to an audience like you guys. That broken road is the reason that you're listening to me today. If it weren't for that broken road, there may never have been a Yusha Evans. There may have never been a da'i. There may have never been a public speaker. There never may have been a person who decided to address mental health in the way that I have. There may have never been a person who decided to open up coaching and counseling sessions to people whom we've seen so many of them that have come and said it's been helpful. Without that broken road, that wouldn't be possible. So that broken road that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to put me on led me to exactly where he wanted me to be. Because if I had a smooth road, if I had a, you know, beautifully paved highway, then I might not understand trials. I might not understand tests. I might not understand difficulties. I might not understand trauma. I might not understand being abused. I might not understand being turned on by people who you thought were your friends. I might not understand being done wrong by people. I might not understand any of those things without this broken road, and therefore I wouldn't be able to relate to you on the way that I relate to you. So I'm telling you that to tell you, brothers and sisters, if you're finding yourself right now on that broken road, on that road of struggle, on that road of difficulty, then know that, number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen that road for you for a reason. And it is only known to him, that reason. But your job is to trust his reason. Trust his reason. Trust him. Tawakku ala Allah. Have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you do indeed believe. This is what he tells us to do. So I said, my Lord, if you want to put me on a broken road and that road is going to lead me to a beautiful destination, then I trust you. And I'm going to traverse it. And it's going to be hard and it's going to be bumpy and it's going to be uncomfortable. But I trust you. And number two, that broken road is probably leading you exactly where you want to go. Those du'as that you're making to get out of difficulty, those du'as you're making for paradise, those du'as you're making for that new job, that du'a that you're making for a righteous spouse, that du'a you're making for something amazing, this broken road is the path to that. My grandfather taught me when I was a kid, and I've always remembered this, and as I've gone through more difficulties as an adult, it's been a source of solace for me, besides the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told me, anything that is worth having, you will not obtain it easily. Anything that's worth having, you will not obtain it easily. And if it's obtained too easily, it's probably not worth having. So if you want something amazing, brothers and sisters, and we all do, we all want amazing things for our lives. We all want grand things to happen to us. And we all want paradise. We all want to be people of Jannah. people of Jannah are going to get there with difficulty. The Prophet said that Jibreel السلام, saw Jannah when it was created and said, if you tell people about this place, no one will ever go. No one will miss it. Everybody will go. And when he saw Jahannam, he said, no one's ever going to this place. If you tell people that you created this, no one's going. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounded Jannah with hardships, difficulties, trials, tribulations, broken roads on the way there. And he surrounded Jahannam with ease. He surrounded Jahannam with temptations, desires, a super highway, smoothly paved, easy to get there if you want to go. Jibreel alayhi salam looked at paradise and he said, no one's going to make it. It's too difficult. The road there is too difficult. And he looked at hellfire and he said, it's too easy. Everybody's going to go there. So if you want to make it to the grandest place that Allah has ever created, if you want to make it to the most beautiful thing that Allah has ever created on this planet, not on this planet, but in this world, in the universe, wherever paradise resides, then know that you're going to have to travel a broken road to get there. If you want the easy road, think about that fact that the easy road is the road to hell. So, brothers and sisters, fellow Muslims, fellow human beings on the broken road, I see you. I see you. Sometimes I might even be on it with you and pass you by and smile. And I'm going to smile because it's the road that we're meant to be on. And that broken road is leading us to beautiful destinations. So stay the course, brothers and sisters, because you can get there. You can get there with faith. You can get there with trust in Allah. And you can get in there with istiqamah. Just remain steadfast. Just keep traveling. Just keep traveling. Keep moving. I'll see you on the next one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.